All right.
Nice.
Welcome back for a long time no see. I don't even think the last episode's up yet, but that's all right. I do have it in the folder, so I think that's the good start for all these episodes. Here recently has just been, guys, sorry we're late again. But you know what? It's all right. It is all good. It's the fact that we have the video now. Just the last episode took me forever to watch it all the way through because I do remember there being parts that needed to be cut out. And so whenever I actually had to go back and watch it, it took me a while to go and watch it for some reason. And I don't know why, because I've been home. And actually, no, I really haven't been home. I've been out and about on the road, which I guess gives us a lot to talk about. But I'll start us off with a good old, how you doing today, big dog?
I'm good, man. I don't even remember the last time that, I don't even remember what we talked about.
It was, dude, it's been so long ago. I can actually tell you, we talked about, I just listened to the episode. I should be able to tell you exactly what we talked about. We talked about Mel Gibson. He came up a little bit. Talked about The Sound of Freedom. We talked a little bit about conspiracy. We talked a little bit about just general catch-up, I think. It actually, listening back to it, I think after I got done with it, I didn't think it was going to be that good of an episode. And then I listened back, and I had a few little bit of some slight chuckles.
Yeah.
Some wry smiles, some off to the side, some, you know, quick one of those. But I feel like we have a lot to catch up on. Would you like to start in on anything before I start being a rambling man?
Yes.
You're going to hear about it.
Disappointed, though.
I mean, I pretty much prepare myself just about any time we do a podcast for you to tell me something that might disappoint me. Just because I feel like you... This goes for both of us, honestly. We typically, in each of these episodes, state a claim that we're going to either do something, start doing something. We're going to make a life change of some sort. I feel like there's going to be a change that you decided to make that you're going back on, or a new change that goes back on an old habit of sorts.
Okay, so you're going to love this one, then.
Okay, I'm ready.
There's a good explanation behind it, though.
All right.
So I have put a pause on the running.
Oh, that's okay, dude. I thought this was going to be, for a second, I thought you were about to say you were putting a pause on the food truck. And I was like, did you just blue ball everybody? I was like, you're basically almost there. You got the hours. You got the menu. By the way, your shit's looking good, by the way.
Oh, appreciate it. Appreciate it.
I got to give you some props on that. I don't know. We'll give a quick little... That'll be our first sponsor. This episode is brought to you by Waffles on Wheels.
Let's go.
Conway, Arkansas. I don't know when it's going to open, but when that shit opens,
go ahead
and get your ass there, dude. Get yourself some waffles. The hours are wonderful. You can be in the breakfast time, in the PM, whenever you're craving a little bit of late night breakfast, but go ahead. So why are we pausing the running?
So revelation occurred to me... Or I had a revelation, or an epiphany, if you will, when I was at the... Well, I had suspicions leading up to the beach, but the beach kind of like set it in stone for me.
Really drove it home.
Yeah, so you remember when I was telling you, like, when I was running, like, my stomach would bother me real bad?
Yes, correct.
Remember that? Okay.
Yes.
So I started thinking back to... when I would run and like I would eat like carbs and kind of like carb load a little bit, but it was usually like a lot of like pasta or, you know, something like that, right? Well, anyway, fast forward, not a whole lot, but just a little bit, and then I would have like pizza and stuff, and dude, like my stomach, bro, like it was awful, right? And so I was kind of tossing around the idea like, oh, like maybe I developed like a gluten allergy, like maybe it's wheat, maybe it's like milk, like, you know, whatever. So I was kind of playing around with foods like in the background, and like, it's not wheat and it's not milk, so it's got to be gluten, I think. So I think I've developed a gluten intolerance, or it's like sensitivity, I guess, which really sucks because...
gluten's in just about everything. That's good.
Yeah. So when I was at the beach, long story short, so I was still running. I got to the beach. I was still running, but I literally lost like 5 pounds while I was at the beach.
No way.
So yeah, in a week. So
I think that's pretty normal, though. I guess you don't eat a lot of seafood, though, do you? Unless you change your ways.
No, it was literally just like, if you want to be honest, like, so I lost 5 pounds, but I was not watching when I was eating. I was just eating like whatever, right? Like pizza and like sandwiches and like stuff like that. But dude, like my stomach was like so fucked up the entire time I was there. I lost like 5 pounds. And anyway, so kind of put a pause to that till I figure out what the fuck is going on. That I need to go to a doctor, but
you might be what they call a celiac.
Yeah, it could be.
I mean, triggers immune system activity that damages the lining of the small intestine. Over time, this damage prevents the absorption of nutrients from food.
Sick.
But it does say that celiac disease is an autoimmune disorder. I feel like you would definitely know if you had that, right?
Yeah, I'm really hoping I don't have that. I'm hoping it's just like a sensitivity to something, or
Heard, though, that people who can't, like, that find out that the gluten messes with them, when they cut it out, their life goes, like, full 180. They feel amazing.
So I'm trying to cut it out right now, and I've...
You can only eat great things.
Yeah, like meats and like...
eggs and vegetables and fruits.
Eggs, vegetables, fruit. Like, it's like...
You can go low-fat like, dairy. You're fine. You're going to be okay, brother.
Oh, yeah. No. I have faith. I have hope. But I was kind of thinking while I was at the beach, I was like, I think I need to figure this shit out before I get back on that running train or whatever. Because, like, you got to be...
Yeah, you don't want to hurt yourself.
Weight. Keep your weight, and I don't want to be a walking skeleton again. So
yeah, no, you don't want to do that, because I am, dude. I'm cranking down the weight. I mean, I can already see it a lot in my face. I feel like I'm slimming down in the facial area a lot. But dude, I cranked out 9 miles yesterday, and dare I say it was the best run I've had to date. I went 9 miles at a 7:30 pace.
Bro.
Yeah, dude, it was, and honestly, like I said, it felt great. I feel like I could have kept going whenever I came in. Total time, 1 hour, 8 minutes, 18 seconds.
So,
and I kept my average heart rate around 170, which is really good, because when I've been running here recently, I've been just jacking my heart rate up to just way too high, probably.
Yeah.
Like 192 on like the last few miles. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Which is just pumping. Yeah.
Shit's about
Carly was like, you're going to have a stroke out there. But dude, I ran, I don't know if I texted you this, and sorry if this is just like me gloating for a second, I just have to do this because I did feel pretty good about it. I ran 4.5 miles, and I ran the first 3 miles in basically all under 7 minutes. I did 6:54, 6:50, and then that third mile got me at 7:04.
Damn.
Like, I could have just put a little bit of, yeah, dude, I was absolutely cooking. Then, fast forward to the next day, I was supposed to run 7. Went out the gate way too fast. I started out from the Diamond Center, which is a downhill down Dixon. Immediately had way too much speed and confidence. Went into the bike trail that flattens out and then starts going uphill.
Mm-hmm.
Ruined myself. And it was just, dude, it was almost like 105 degrees with 1 trillion humidity. So I'm just sweating my ass off. Can't even breathe. It's so hot outside. So yeah, I got to 3 miles, and for the first time in all my training, I was like, you know what? We got to turn it around. We just got to stop right here, and I'm going to start walking. And so I started walking for like maybe like half a mile,
mm-hmm.
tried to start cranking up a run again, ran another half mile, had to shut it down again. I was just cooked, man. I don't know if it was because the day before was when I had done that run where my pace was just off the charts crazy, and just my legs and my body were like, hey, man, you need a rest day after that.
Yeah.
But we battled back the next day, ran 7, and then... hit a quick 9 on Monday, so we're feeling good. We're back. I'm almost done with the half training. I'll have a little bit of time, like I said, before the half marathon, but I think I'm just gonna go straight into full training, and I already have that locked up and loaded on the deck, ready to go. And I think it's gonna be pretty fun, because I'm doing a little bit of different style with this one. I'm going like the next notch up in the Hal Higdon training levels.
Yeah.
And so this one has a little bit of hill training, and then there's some, I guess you might want to call it interval training,
mm-hmm.
where I'll run, you know, 500, 800 meters.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? and do stuff like that, which I'm excited about because I want to get, I really want to get to where I can get a full marathon. I mean, this is dreaming big because this is going to be hauling. But if I can get a marathon done in under 3, that qualifies for the Boston. So we'll see. We'll see what happens.
Props to you, bro. I know come when you go in KC and run the half. I still want to go see that because, yeah, I feel like
that's what I was gonna say.
Fucking dirtbag because I'm not running it, but at the same time, it's kind of like I was like,
dude,
I kind of need to
figure maybe this you out. Can document it. Maybe you can document it. We'll put it on the YouTube.
Oh hell yeah, I will. Crazy. Yeah, no, that's a good idea actually.
Star-studded weekend actually in KC that weekend. My parents will be there. Also, KC plays the Chargers afternoon game Sunday, so we might just hang around KC, go to a restaurant, watch the game, hang out, enjoy some fun.
Yeah,
and it's my birthday.
Yeah,
so what even better reason to go? Because my birthday will be that Monday, but you know what? Basically,
it's the same thing.
Basically, Sunday, same Monday, thing, right?
The same.
But that's okay, man. I hope you figure out this gluten thing. Do you have a doctor's appointment on the deck?
No, so
ready to go.
That's actually like a grievance of mine. So I have United Healthcare for insurance, and Conway Regional has denied coverage with United Healthcare. So I gotta find a new doctor and shit. Which really sucks too, because like if you remember, I was trying to get an inhaler and all that shit too, like last time we talked, you know, about running and all that stuff. And pretty much I have to, like, start everything all over. Doctor. So, kind of blows.
That is pretty tough, you know?
Yeah.
I went through that whenever I came up here to Fayetteville. And you know what? You get over it.
Yeah.
Most doctors are pretty nice, honestly. So, really nothing to worry about. But, on topic of kind of what you brought up earlier, how was the beach? Family vacay with the Hamley bunch?
It was good, man. It felt better down there than it did here.
Well, that's probably 100% true.
Yeah. Say it was good. Say we just, Bree and I, we kind of just hung out on the beach, just chilled and did our own thing. You know, went and hung out with her mom. Like, I think Thursday she was down there with one of her friends, and we went and saw her mom and hung out Thursday, and yeah, just had a good time. Just kind of hung out and, you know, did the normal beach.
Where did you go again?
We were at Orange Beach, Gulf Shores.
Okay. Nice. Were you staying on the beach?
Where?
Basically, or was there any sort of nice? Yep. Nice. Were you going house, condo? What kind of mode were you
going? House on this one.
Very nice. Cool. Very nice. How long did you guys stay there? I swear you guys were there for over a week. Am I wrong?
No, we were there for exactly 1 week. Well, Bree and I were only there for six days, technically.
Well, I guess it's in my defense. Just the work schedule that I worked this past 2 weeks has got me all over the place on what day it is.
And you've been...
I mean, I'm locked in now.
You've been traveling a lot. Like, you had to go to, like...
Just all over the place.
Yeah.
So starting, I guess, what would have been 2 weeks ago, I left out of here Sunday night to head to Burbank. And the only good flight path to Burbank was from XNA, DFW, Phoenix, Burbank. So, I had a hella flights on, hate that I said hella there, but I had a lot of flights on Sunday. Finally get into Burbank around maybe 10:30 Burbank time, California time, yeah. So what would have been midnight, you know, what I'm used to. So, I finally get in, I'm just glad to be, you know, in the room, wake up, do my work that day. I'm there for 2 days. On Wednesday, I get a car, drive to Sacramento,
yep,
which was 5.5 hours. Then I worked in Sacramento till on Thursday, but because of the way that the flights were, I couldn't get out of there till Friday. Flew home Friday, had the weekend, and then I was going to drive to Southlake, Texas, work Tuesday, drive home. But then I looked at the schedule, and there was no truck coming to the location we were going to, and I actually kind of made a power move. I was actually pretty proud of myself. I was talking to the guy that I was working with, and I was like, wouldn't it just make sense for me to go on Tuesday when the truck's going to be there? And then I can just fly to Southlake, then catch a flight to Georgia, go to Athens, and then I'll just fly home. you know, easy peasy lemon squeezy. And then I'm not just having these dead days in between travel.
Yeah.
So we got that shit changed. I was like, hell yes. But yeah, flew out Monday to DFW. I didn't have the delays that day, but got in like 8:30 in Dallas, worked Tuesday, got done working that day, flew to Georgia and Atlanta, had to go to Athens. So I had to drive an hour 20.
Yeah.
And I got delayed in DFW. So I didn't get to, I was supposed to land in Athens at, I want to say around 8:00 originally. I did not land in Athens, I think, until 9:30. So luckily there was rental cars. I was just crossing my fingers and hoping to God that there was going to be a rental car. But yeah, I was just all over the place. I'm finally home though. But it was honestly kind of nice just having it be that fast. And I got to see a lot of cool things, I guess. You know, I got to see Oppenheimer at the IMAX on the 72, or not 72, but the 70 millimeter film, the actual way it was supposed to be intended. I was on the second row. My neck was hurting, or not really hurting, but you were pretty cranked for 3 hours. But you really didn't feel it, you know? You think you would feel the 3 hours, and by the end of it, you would just be like, can we just go, man? Christopher Nolan, can we just get this shit over with? But good movie. Then I saw Barbie later on. Also a good movie, in my opinion, but, you know, to each their own, I guess. Have you seen either of the two movies?
Have not.
I didn't think you would have.
You know, I don't do like movie theaters. I don't go to movie
I really theaters. Is it yeah, that's that doesn't surprise me. When was the last time you were in a movie theater?
Shit, I don't know.
Can't even remember the time.
A long time ago.
I feel like the movie that you would say has to be like a Transformers movie, maybe, was the last time you were in a theater. I'm guessing it was definitely before one of the shootings, because I bet you didn't go after one of those.
That's when I stopped, actually.
Yeah, that had to have been. Yeah. So let's just say The Dark Knight. That was one of the first ones that I remember. So
I think
anything pre-Dark Knight is when you would have been going to the movies.
I think the last one I may have gone to, and this is no shit, I remember after the shootings, I did not go for a long time. I was just like, no, I'm not going. For multiple reasons. One, I didn't want to get shot in a movie theater.
No, dude, I'm still scared shitless every time I'm in one.
And, like, the concept of it is kind of fucked up if you've ever, like, really thought about it. You're in a dark room with a bunch of people that you can't see and you don't really know. It's kind of a fucked up
no authority
concept. But no,
we're all just trusting.
I went to the movie theaters in high school with you and Carly that one time.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think I went one other time after that to go see like one of the Star Wars movies.
God.
It was the first one though.
Oh, okay.
After they did the prequels and the sequels.
You would have seen Rogue One probably.
I think so. Yeah.
For a second I thought you were about to say Revenge of the Sith. My dog just absolutely banged her head.
Is that what that noise was?
On the bottom of my desk. Yeah. I guess you just got like scared or something and just raised up. I don't know. Also, the other day, I was sitting in here with my headphones on and got up, yanked my mic off for the second time.
You got another dimple.
Now my mic looks even more like a dickhead than it did before. It's all pointed. Look at this shit. Look at this thing. Look at this freaking, what is that?
What the hell? That's funny.
That's my life, man. But yeah, glad the beach was nice. Did you drink a lot while you were there?
No, I didn't drink hardly at all, actually. Actually, I don't think I had a sip
at all. I'm going towards the end of August, and I'm going to get pretty fucked up probably 90% of the time that I'm there. But that's just how I do the beach. You know, to each their own at the beach. My ideal beach vacation is just wake up early. I'm probably going to have to get runs in while I'm there, which is not going to be ideal. Let's just go ahead and look at that schedule. Let's see what I'm going to have in store for me. Coming into, so it's probably going to be week 10 or week 11. It's going to be 5-8-5 and then a rest day, 5-mile pace, and then 11-mile run. That's going to be my week at the beach.
Have fun, dude.
Actually, the 11-mile will probably have to get pushed to Monday because I think we're driving home the day
y'all,
I'm supposed to do 11.
Y'all doing condo?
Oh, yeah. We actually have, it's kind of funny. So we have this one condo that we just randomly stayed in one year. And I think it was one of the very first years that Carly.
Yeah.
It wasn't her first year, but it was her second year. And it would have been, I guess, probably, maybe it wasn't anyone's first year. But anyway, it just fit us all really well. Because I think we were so used to maybe one set of us not having a bed. Or like the sleeping situations were weird. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But this gave everybody their own room. And so we just kind of started booking that one condo over and over again. We booked it last year. And they were just doing construction on our balcony all week and at the earliest hours of the morning and just with the worst equipment. I mean, it was drills, grinders.
Going through the condo
our balcony
to get to the balcony, or were they doing it from the outside?
No. They were on the window cleaner thing. You know what I'm talking about?
Scaffolding?
You're pulling your scaffolding. Yeah, that's probably what it's called. That sounds right.
Scaffolding's like they got the little levels you got to climb up.
That's like scaffolding's more built. This is like a bucket that you like wheel yourself up with.
Oh, they're like hoisting themselves up there to go do that?
Like a pulley system.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about? So yeah, they're out there on our deck every morning just and that's just every morning. Just every morning, all day, throughout the day. So we decided to tough it out because I think they were gonna like discount the room for us. And we're like, all right, fuck it, let's do it. And so I think I've told this story before because I know this had to have overlapped with the podcast at some point, but it was probably a really, really early on episode. But anyway, we ended up switching condos later in the week, and we were just so pissed off because we should have just done it earlier in the week. But it is what it is. The good thing is now we were talking about it and laughing. The condo should be done and well repaired on the balcony. We should have the strongest balcony. I guess, what is that, east of the Mississippi? So,
is that,
hopefully that's true.
Is it,
hopefully no tropical storms come, because that would be the worst.
Yeah, I was about to say, it was like, was the balcony getting redone because of the hurricane? Like a hurricane that went through?
Dude, I could not tell you what they were doing. Do you want me to describe to you what they were doing?
Yeah.
They were cutting out little tiny squares from the side of the balcony where you could see the rebar going through it.
Yeah.
And then they would just move on up and do it again. That is all they were doing. I'm not sure exactly what that purpose was. I'm sure there was something that was going to be done there. And hopefully I'll see that whenever I arrive this year. But honestly, man, I am not sure. I don't do construction. I wish I knew a little bit more about constructing things, you know, building.
Yeah.
I think that's one thing that I wish I knew more about cars and construction. I don't know jack shit about and finance and like stocks and stuff. So, basically anything that's, like, useful, I wish I knew a little bit more about. You know what I mean? So, I'm always open to learning, but instead, you know what I'm actually learning right now?
What's up?
Going through music theory again.
Going
through some basic music theory.
Nice.
Because I was learning to play this old guitar over here, and I was like, you know what I need? I gotta take it back to the roots. Like how I learned how to play the saxophone. I gotta learn where these notes are, what a key is. Because if I don't know that, it's like, how will I even know what sounds right? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like, I could sit here and look up tabs and chords all day, but I got to know what it means.
Are you trying to get creative out here and play your own little licks? Or
I just want to learn how to play the guitar. Like, I want to be able to pick that thing up and just be like, hey, watch this.
Eruption.
And someone would be like, wow, dude, that's freaking insane.
Eruption.
You know what I mean?
You know what I'm saying. You know Eruption, right? By Van Halen.
Were you going to say, I thought you were about to say Van Morrison.
No.
But you said, what did you say? What song?
Eruption by Van Halen.
Oh, Eruption.
Yeah.
What is that one?
You've never heard that?
I don't think so. You know, I lack a lot of knowledge. You know, a good thing we're pretty small, because if we were a large podcast, we couldn't listen to music. Because it would get copyright claimed, and then any revenue that we made off this would be theirs. But you know how much you're going to make off of us if you copyright claim us, guys?
Yeah, I was about to say, dude.
You're going to make a whopping federal dollars.
Fucking Van Halen, bro. They've had enough money. Life.
Yeah. But I'm really right now trying to dial down, what guitar do I want to buy? You know what I mean? And I feel like you, of all people, would really enjoy talking about this.
I do enjoy talking about guitars.
Getting the old calluses on the fingers, getting strong on there, it's very nice.
Do you see my screen?
I can see it. I can see it
perfect.
Bright and clear.
We're going to listen to this. Well, actually, I want you to...
All right, here we go. Here we go.
Is this what... You know how to play this?
No. Fuck no.
Now comes my favorite part of the show. It's my favorite part of the whole evening. We've been on tour since March, and I have no better
time. Okay, so forgive me. I'm not even sure I can name you a Van Halen song right off the dome right now.
For real?
Like, pretend you have a gun to me right now. Hold a gun up to me. Tell me name a Van Halen song right
name
now.
Name a Van Halen song right now.
Fuck. Dude, I seriously don't think I can. I really don't think I can. I think I get them and Led Zeppelin confused all the time.
Like, what about, like, Jump, Right Now?
So, Jump is like, is that like... All right, so forgive me. Is Jump like, everybody jump, jump?
No.
That can't be.
No.
I was like, there's no fucking way.
I think that's Chris Cross, bro.
Dude, that's his name, Chris Cross?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, that is a name.
Okay, all right.
You know what? All right, sorry, play this.
Say what you're going to say real quick. I felt like it was going to be funny.
I was going to say, oh my God, I just looked up Chris Cross, bro. Oh shit, okay. I was going to say, the thing that makes me laugh all the time, and it's really sad that this makes me laugh, is the, I think it was a tweet probably originally. It was, if Chris crossed applesauce, what do you think he's going to do to you? And I think you've sent me that before, too. And it gets me just about every single time. But all right, sorry. My apologies. Roll in here. Let's listen to Eruption guitar solo. Let's see if I erupt from this guitar solo.
Guitar player in the world. Mr. Eddie Van Halen.
Who's that guy? Is that Eddie?
No. I'm having a hard time remembering his name right now for some reason.
His name's John Halen.
No.
His name's Car Halen. Truck Halen.
No, it's like, shit, what's his name?
He's picking this guy up.
I don't remember what his name
Richard
is.
Simmons.
No.
Gene Simmons.
No.
Mike Simmons. Okay, this is pretty, like, good entrance. Oh, that's pretty cool. Cool guy, all right? See, this is what I want to be. This is why I want to learn how to play the guitar, because you can look like this, doing things.
David Lee Roth was his name. That's a plus.
Dang, dude, I'm getting cracked out quality right now from this YouTube video. I can still hear the guitar, though, so that's good. I think you can buy that guitar.
Yeah, you can.
Like a copy. Is that a, what is that? Is that a Fender?
I honestly don't know what it is.
I feel like no chance is that a Fender. I feel like that is just such a crazy guitar shape. It's like, Fender only has like, what, the Strat and like the Telecaster? Okay, this does sound cool.
But this isn't even it yet. This is like a little intro. He's just getting warmed up.
I like how he's on his knees just at the front of the stage. You think he only played with that guitar?
I don't know.
Different, you know, he had a couple copies, of course. So that was kind of his signature thing, right? Oh, is he kind of wearing like a prison uniform? Is that what he's going for right now? You think you could look that sick in a wife beater?
No.
Yeah, I don't know. I want to learn how to do something like this.
I know, right? That'd be sick.
Imagine just pulling up on someone and doing this. They would want to give you money. They'd be like, I don't even know what to do. I just want to give you some cash. Like, how do you do that? You know how to do that?
The finger tapping, yeah. I can do it a little bit. I'm not like really? That, though. I'm not coordinated enough for that.
Dude, he's making a whine. Who's, like, the greatest guitar player of all time?
This guy.
Considered. Really?
Yeah, bro. He's, like, one of the greats.
I guess, like, everyone kind of has their genre, because wouldn't some people say, like, Eric Clapton is God of the blues or something like that, or B.B.
King? Yeah, so Eric Clapton's pretty good. He's another gray.
But different style. Then there's Jimmy, though. Are you going to count Jimmy out of this?
No, you can't count Jimmy either.
I guess there's a cluster of them, you know?
Yeah.
Is there anybody in today's society who's like, they are considered a good, like, I mean, I'm sure they are, but maybe it's just like everybody's on the same level.
Yeah, I don't know.
Like Maroon 5's guitarist, is he just some special or something?
I don't think so.
John Mayer, I guess, maybe?
John Mayer's pretty good, yeah.
He's got like a unique style. Prince was a good guitar player, but he's still not too recent.
Yeah.
Ben, we need you to.
All right, we'll go ahead and pause this before we just become the Van Halen podcast. But yeah, that's pretty sick. I wish I could play like that.
He didn't even play.
You know what the worst part is? Like most of it, I mean, this is 4 minutes in. I just realized we watched 4 minutes of Van Halen. Is that one song at 13 minutes like that?
He didn't even play like the actual song.
Oh, the crazy?
Yeah, he was just.
Oh, he was just vibing.
He's just vibing.
Well, I mean, that was cooler than. Okay, so I know Hot for Teacher, but you know what the thing is? It's not like if you were, you know, Gun to Me Again, sing it. I can't even sing it, you know?
Yeah.
Running with the Devil, yeah, again, probably the song that I would sing with that is probably not the same one.
But how do you think it goes?
I'm sure this isn't the right one. There's one that's like, Running with the Devil. No, dude, that's freaking fucking Dirty and the Blowfish, dude. See? I can't be fucking trusted right now with Van Halen music. I'm embarrassing myself.
I was just looking at
Little
Spotify.
Dreamer, don't know it. Summer Nights, don't know it. I want to know these songs. Maybe I'll get into this.
Yeah, just start listening to them. They're really
inspiring. That's embarrassing, you know?
On the guitar, you know? Because Eddie Van Halen,
maybe
one of the greats.
That's what I need. I need to study up. I need to be something special. But I'm torn between right now on the purchasing of one, of what to get, you know? Because they're all across the board.
What are the models?
I'm not handsome and wealthy enough to go straight up Gibson.
Mm-hmm.
So you know we're looking at the Epiphone catalog pretty hard. I really like the SGs just because the little kid in me always wanted an SG.
Yeah.
But then do you just go Les Paul for the Les Paul? You know what I mean?
I mean, I went Les Paul because that was one of the ones that I always wanted as a kid. Because I always saw Slash, and I was like, dude,
so do I get
so sick, bro. Like, so I ended up getting one.
Dude, I was in Guitar Center today, funny sentence to say, and they had Slash's version of the Epiphone,
mm-hmm.
which is originally a $799 guitar,
yeah.
marked down to $499, and I was like, what's up with this?
So
there's
got
to be something, there's a catch, right? Like, I have to work here or something later. So, didn't buy that today, but I really like the SG. I think they look sick, but the thing that sucks about getting a freaking electric guitar is you gotta buy a damn amp.
Yeah, you gotta have an amp and the cable.
You gotta buy cables,
yeah.
And then you gotta buy freaking pedals, and you're just like, fuck, man. And then you annoy your fiance, so you have to buy headphones, so she can't even play.
Well,
you know what I mean?
Well,
I'm just kidding.
You don't have to have pedals. I mean, like,
I know, pedals are not, but...
So you need a get a guitar, an electric guitar, and then get yourself one of those. I've heard about these amps. I was going to buy one of these. I haven't bought one yet because I just haven't done it. But this is the amp that I was going to buy. It's called a Boss Katana. Okay?
I'm about to look it up right now.
They're like $250, I think. The size that would be well-suited for us. And they have some different effects and stuff like a pedal, so you can play with the sound in the amp instead of hooking up a pedal and then hooking it up to the amp.
You know which one I really want to get because they look so cool?
Orange.
Yes, dude.
Yeah.
Oh, yes, I'm so glad you knew what I was talking about. They're so sick.
So
they look dope. I want to just get a huge stack of orange amps behind me, and that'll just be my studio. Will just be huge orange amps.
So, are you going? So you're caught between the SG and the Les Paul.
But then it. So I think I've weeded this one out because I think I've got to just get a standard electric before I get a semi hollow. Even though semi hollow looks so cool, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I think that's
because I think I just need something that I have an acoustic. I need something that I can just like rock out on. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I think let's get the 335, the ES-335 after.
Go 339.
339.
Although you're big, so you could probably handle the 335. The 339 is a little smaller. I was looking at a 335 in the Guitar Center today. Mm-hmm. They're huge. They're way bigger than I thought.
Maybe I will get the 339 because I kind of like my Martin is kind of smaller, and I love playing the smaller one versus my Epiphone acoustic. It's rather large. So
I did see though they had a Gretsch in there, mm-hmm. semi-hollow, that's way smaller than either of the Epiphone.
Yeah.
And dude, it looked pretty nice.
Dude, what kind of music are you wanting to play, like, on the guitar? Like, let's say, like, you were top of your
case. Okay, so now, this is going to be kind of funny. So I'm kind of going for a lot of styles, honestly. I would like to just shred, you know, just, like, straight up classic rock. But I would also like to just hit some nice emo riffs every now and then just for fun. I just really want to learn the guitar all in and out, honestly.
Maybe
I think that would be really fun.
Have you looked at strats?
You know, I don't think I would go Strat, I'd go Telecaster. I like the shape of the Telecaster better.
I think the Telecaster has more of like a twang to it, though.
It does. It's a little country.
Yeah.
It's a little country, and I'm a little more rock and roll, you know? Jeez. No, I mean, there's no doubt the semi-hollows look beautiful. But I think I'm going to go straight up. I think I'm going to satisfy myself. I think I'm just going to get a good old cherry red SG.
Are you going original or modern?
I'm going to go original. Not going to go with the moderns.
Let's go.
The problem is when you go into Epiphone, and I think the verdict that I've seen across the board is you go with the ones that are whatever like the middle of the line price is. So there's one that's like $900, then there's one that's $500, and then there's one that's like $200.
Yeah.
And I think you go for the one that's around $500 to $600.
Yeah.
There's also the Maestro one that looks pretty cool, but I think I want it to look clean. They have the Epiphone SG Standard 60s Vintage Cherry.
See that?
It's got the what do you call it? What do you call it when it's not the dot on the fret? Is that how your Les Paul is? It doesn't have the dots, right?
Correct. Yeah, it's got like the little ivory or whatever the hell.
They have a name.
Yeah.
But I can't think of it.
Pearl looking thing.
It just looks so good. So that'll probably be my pickup. And then I really want to get an orange amp, but that red guitar with an orange amp would just be kind of ugly. But
seriously, look up the Boss Katana ones. And like
I was looking at it. I was looking at that Boss Katana.
That was the one that I was going to get because I felt like it kind of satisfied all my needs, you know?
But can you just go wrong with a classic Marshall?
I don't think
I would consider probably king of the amps.
I don't think you can, but I think that the modern amps, like the more, like so different guitars, what I've learned is different guitars sound better on different amps. And I've heard like, the Les Paul sounds really fucking good with a tube amp. But I think, if I remember correctly, tube amps are super expensive, and you can blow those fuckers out.
They probably are.
And I don't want to fuck with that.
You can do that.
Yeah. So I want to
You
just
stick with that solid state.
Yeah. Yeah. And I'm sure, like, the SG probably sounds good on a tube amp as well, because, the time period that it was created, right? So, I don't know. And, like,
how much did you pay for your guitar? I'll bleep it out. For that Gibson,
I think it was $700.
Oh, it was only $700.
Yeah,
where'd you get it?
Guitar Center. There was a sale.
No way. That's sick.
Yeah,
it was I was about to say the lowest get
is straight up an impulse buy. Like I would kind of been looking at them, and I was like, yeah, like maybe I will, maybe I won't. And then I got on Guitar Center one day when I was bored in Georgia, and they were having a sale on it, and I was like, yep, let's grab it. Oh, I bought it.
Dang, that dude, yeah, that was a good snack. The lowest I'm seeing that you can get an actual Gibson Les Paul is You can get at Guitar Center a Gibson Les Paul Tribute Satin Honey Sunburst.
Well, mine, so
for $12.99.
Mine's on a Gibson though. I'm running up.
I thought you got an actual Gibson. That's why I was no. Holy cow.
Yeah, no, I've got the Epiphone. I think it's a custom, maybe. I don't think it's a standard.
Let's see. We just talked about this. I think you said, yeah, it was a custom. Yeah, because you got the white one.
Yeah, because I got the white one with the gold hardware. Yeah, and it's showing $7.99 right now on the Epiphone website.
Maybe it just wasn't on sale.
Maybe it wasn't. I thought it was. Something was on sale when I bought it. I know that. When I went there to go grab it, it may have been the case. I don't remember. But I remember I snagged those boys up in a heartbeat. So, for some reason.
Nice. I also really want a baby blue guitar for some reason. I don't know why. I think they just look kind of sick.
Paramore's and all guitars had a baby blue Telecaster in one of their videos. It was sick.
Huh?
This will look super appealing.
I could look at guitars all day.
Oh, yeah.
They're so cool. That's why I just want to learn how to play it for real, you know?
You're going to make me want to learn how to play, you're going to make me want to go get an amp and shred.
Dude, go get an amp, go get an orange, and then see, then we can jam out together, and then we can transfer this into music. We'll just, one day, people will be like, they stopped podcasting? Like, no, they started a band. They do music. You're like, it's still called Sorry I Spaced Out, but it's the band. It'll be nice.
Holy shit, dude. I didn't even realize how expensive the Gibson Les Pauls were.
Dude, they are up there in
God dang, dude.
They are pretty steep, that is for sure.
They still have
but they're made in America. I think that's really one of the main things that makes them expensive.
Memphis. They're made in Memphis, pretty sure.
Interesting. I didn't know that, honestly.
There's a big there's a Gibson factory or something over there.
Nice.
I'm pretty sure.
It sounds right. Sounds good to me.
They used to have, ever heard of Buckethead? You know who that is?
I haven't.
Okay, so the only reason I know who he is because he played with Guns N' Roses for a while. Like in the early 2000s, or not early 2000s, but in the 2000s. But he's like another guy that's like pretty good at guitar or whatever, and like he wears a KFC bucket over his head, and
he had his own
custom guitar from Gibson.
That's pretty cool.
He looks kind of scary, honestly.
I'm looking at it,
but
this guy looks sick.
Oh, are you?
I bet he absolutely murders the guitar. I'll see if I can put up a picture of this guy in post. That's pretty cool.
But he had his own.
But yeah, I'm excited about it.
And it was
had his own collection.
Yeah, because Gibson did it, and it was super cool. Like, you know, like you see how he's wearing red on that. He's got red on on that hat. So that he like did this custom guitar. I'm looking at it right now. But like some of the hardware on the Les Paul was red. It was like all white, and then pieces of it were red. Super cool.
Interesting. That is pretty cool. But yeah, you got to start shredding as well. So then maybe we can join forces to do a little jam session. That's my end goal almost. I just want to be able to chill with someone and play some music. Like, that would be kind of fun, right?
It would be a lot of fun. We just need Beckett, you know, to come over with the kit.
See, I'm telling you.
No bass, just two guitars.
Two guitars and a drum. A
drum set, yeah.
That would be sick.
It would be fun.
What even music could you make with two guitars and drums? Something crazy?
Strictly, like, you know, like people do, like in bars, they do like dueling pianos. You could do like dueling guitar, you know?
That would be kind of cool.
Yeah, right?
I've also, wouldn't it be fun to learn the bass too? Slap the bass a little bit?
Dude, like, if you could learn how to get as fucking funky as, like,
yeah,
bass guitar, the like the bass players in like Korn and like fucking what was I saying? Korn and like Rage Against the Machine and like Tool and like people like that, dude. I mean, I'd play all fucking day. Like, they just, I don't even know what
bass
they do. Bass
players look sick, too. Unless you're like a best bass player, so he's going to show up. I bet Thundercat's probably working his way in there. He knows how to throw it down on the bass. Slap it around. He has not listed in this. Maybe it's because he's too, Kim Gordon. Who's Kim Gordon? Why does she look like she throws down on his bass? See what kind of band she was playing in. She was in Sonic Youth.
Can't forget Flea from Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Okay, I was about to say, who's this Flea guy? We got Les Claypool. He's from, what is he from? So you got, come on now. I've not seen it. The band Primus. Not sure how you say that. We got Victor Wooten. He's coming in here, slapping the bass around. And he's just a solo guy. I don't know. There's nothing better than a good old funky bass riff. Yeah, you know what I mean?
Kagan from Guns N' Roses. He's pretty good.
But sorry to turn this into the music hour, but you know what? That's just how it is around here.
Be sorry, Matt. Okay, we're established, bro. We are what we are.
And you know what? Maybe there's a couple guitar heads out there who really enjoyed that. And we're like, you should get the SG, Matt. You should buy that thing. Should buy five of them and just buy nine orange amps and just fill the whole room with my wall-to-wall orange amps in here.
We could start a band and call ourselves the Epiphone Brothers.
That would be kind of sick, since we could be, instead of like, what could we be? We could be two phones and two oranges. Orange phone.
Two phones and a
set of oranges.
No, if Beckett's in on it, you got to do something with Beckett, like some kind of funny thing to call the drum kit. Two phones.
What is a good band name?
Drumskin.
If you could name a band right now.
If I could name a band right now,
what would you name a band right now?
You give me
it's
like
hard, right?
You give me like a genre.
I mean, it's going to be a rock band.
Rock band? Like, are we talking heavy?
Yeah.
Heavy?
Let's say you're coming up with a band name right in the middle of the 80s. What are you calling them? See, this is hard, right?
Yeah, I don't know.
But I don't think you know. Does a good band make the name good? You know what I mean? Or does the name have to be good for the band to be good? Because I can't think of a band that I like that I also hate their name. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I don't know. But I've heard that if you have a shitty band name, you're toast. You're dead in the water. You'll never make it.
Yeah, I don't think we would have done. No one would have came and seen two phones and a set of oranges.
Maybe.
Or maybe they would have. Like, hey, have you seen the new two phones and a set of oranges? Like, I can't even remember it. See, it's too long. It's got to be quick. I like when it has the in it. Are you a fan of that, when it's the something?
Give me an example.
I like the Strokes. Like, I think that was a good one. The Strokes.
Rolling Stones.
The Smiths. The Beatles. The Rolling Stones. The Kinks. The Talking Heads.
Yeah.
So, see a lot of good the's. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
There's not a lot of good and the bands, like Hootie and the Blowfish. That's kind of only one that I know. I guess Bruce Springsteen. That's, dude, his name is so hard to say. Bruce Springsteen and the, what is it, the Easy Street Band?
I think so. Tom Petty and the...
That's a good one.
Did
he have a band?
I think so. Tom Petty and the... Stay, hold on. Let me make sure I'm not spitting lies here.
What would you say is the best band name?
The Heartbreakers. Out there? That's what it was. Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers.
Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers. Nice.
Bob Seger and the Silver Bullet Band.
Okay, we're finding some more and-thes.
I think John Cougar. Or not John Cougar, John Mellencamp.
So what is he again? Is he country?
No, it's like a
He sounds country.
Yeah.
Come on down to this Mellencamp.
I guess John Mellencamp didn't have a...
He didn't have a band. He was a solo man. All by himself. Solo guy. I think my favorite band name whenever I was growing up, I really liked this band called Forever the Sickest Kids. And I just thought that was the coolest thing ever.
Forever the Sickest
Kids. And I also liked... Yeah, and then I also like the All-American Rejects a lot. They're going to get an honorable mention. I think the Plain White Tees is actually a really good band name. Especially, that's probably a big era for the Plain White Tee. Remember, the YT was kind of, you know, I mean, it still is a basic necessity. But I feel like the YT doesn't get as much love as it did at one time.
They were pretty, I think they were probably hit their peak in like the 2008 to 2010 range.
Did you ever wear a white undershirt underneath your shirts? Yeah, I definitely did that too. I wouldn't.
Every
at some
guy
point,
goes through that phase.
Yeah, you kind of got to. It's kind of a staple.
Yeah,
how you know you're on track. I did at one point dual polo shirts. I would layer. The undershirt would also be another polo shirt. How funny is that?
I don't know if that's funny.
And I would do. Listen to this. It would be, the undershirt would be whatever color the horse was. So it was kind of like a inverse thing.
You know, I think I vaguely remember this, actually.
I only did it a few times. I had a really, I mean, I still do have a skinny ass neck. And a lot of these neck holes on t-shirts just wear me. And the polo t-shirts especially had a really large neck hole for some reason. And so they kind of, you know, sometimes it would look too weird if I didn't just go with like a standard white. But glad that era is over for me.
Yeah,
honestly.
Yeah.
Something about the last time, you know, I don't think the last time I wore a polo t-shirt, I knew it was going to be the last time, you know? you know, you never know when you're going to throw that horse tee on one last time.
Kind of like...
And then you just grow up, you know? It's kind of like Abercrombie. When was the last time you, like, you just wore Abercrombie, then just stopped wearing it one day? Just never again did you wear Abercrombie.
It's kind of like... Andy from The Office, he's like, you know, kind of wish, you know, I wish they would have told us it was a good time, or it was the good times before it ended, or something like that. I don't remember the exact quote. Shame on me.
Oh, yeah. But, that's okay, dude. You're just not a real Office fan. That's all right.
Yeah, okay. I can quote a lot of those episodes, but...
would you say that's your favorite show all time?
Dude, I don't know, man. It's a really good show. I really enjoy The Office.
Good. Take me a while to like it.
I think there's a certain level of, like, I don't know. It's like
I think you have to work somewhere before you can enjoy it.
I'm not sure if it's like you got to work somewhere, if it's like you can't be like, when The Office came out, like, we were young kids and none of it made sense to us. We're like, what the, like, I remember watching with my dad.
People who said they liked it when they were young didn't understand it.
They didn't understand it. Yeah.
They were like, this is funny. But I'm like, you don't know why it's funny.
Yeah. Like, you have to wait till you're older. It's kind of like SpongeBob. Like it is like SpongeBob, but in a way, but not. Like, when you're a kid and you watch SpongeBob, it's still kind of funny. But then when you're an adult, it's even funnier because you're like, oh, wait, there's all these hidden dirty jokes that I never caught on to, right? But
you have a weird show. Like, I liked NCIS a lot. For some reason, just like a weird show, like daytime drama that you just couldn't get enough of.
No, I've never had a daytime drama that I've really enjoyed.
I don't even think that's really a daytime drama. I really wanted to say that phrase. But did you ever run into any like the CSIs, anything like that?
Nope.
Sometimes I wonder what you did as a child. But then again, maybe what did I do?
I played outside.
And they're watching NCIS.
Stuff outside, you know.
Did you build things outside? Dig holes?
Yeah. Did.
I'm just like, where's Truman? Oh, he's just outside digging holes.
Yeah.
You saw the movie Holes one time and just inspired him.
I used to take an axe.
And stopped since.
I used to take an axe outside and just chop down random trees from time to time.
Yeah. I really make it sound like I spent a lot of time inside. A lot of the inside stories that I'm describing are probably before I could drive or anything. But once I could drive, and even before that, you know, just a lot of golfing in my free time. So it wasn't all inside, you know? I was out there living. Because I wasn't a big video game head either. Not until we got into FIFA.
Mm.
That's when the table is a little bit turning there. Got into FIFA. That was a good time. I miss it a little bit. A
couple holes in the wall, a couple broken controllers, you know. Nothing. No big deal.
I just wish I could have been there to see the initial hole go down.
You're not there. No, you weren't there.
No, it was It was you and Mathis.
That's right.
We are scraping in towards an hour. Would you like to hop into Media Corner? Because I do have to go to dinner here in a little bit, so
yeah.
We can maybe jump out of here a little early.
Let's do it.
Unless there's anything you want to talk about real quick. I know we've just this has just been such a big old catch-up episode just because it's been so long since we recorded. And I feel like I just am going to get off of here and be like, oh, damn it. I meant to talk about this. No, I meant to talk about that. Actually, before we hop off of here, because I don't think we really talked too much about it, just that it's happening. How is the food truck going so far?
It's okay, so it's good. I have to send off all the paperwork for the permitting, it was a little confusing because, like, you have different, like, I've read the state laws on food trucks and shit, like, probably 3 or 4 times over, and it's still a little confusing. And, like, the health department has their rules, and the state has their rules, and then you have the city that has their rules. So I'm trying to, like, it's good, and it's also, like, kind of, like, hey, like, probably wasn't necessary, but I tried to kill all 3 birds with 1 stone, right, at once, to just make sure I had everything checked off all at once before I started any of it. And I probably could have gotten away with starting the health department, and then making sure, you know, that's all good, and then going into the city. Because, like, even though you have the health department, they have their rules, and you have the state, and they have their rules, city, only the health department and the city go to check it out. So I probably could have done a little bit better with managing that time, but I got to send all that paperwork off to get that whole process started. So, and then it should be like 30 days, give or take, after that.
Nice. Have you found someone to wrap the truck yet?
Yeah, I have a guy.
Let's go.
I've not got quotes on it or anything, but it's a guy that I did my truck, actually. He did, like, my personal truck, not wrap it, but, you know, he did all the accessories and shit, so.
Right.
I'll just, when it's time, I'll have him go do it, so. But.
Nice. I'm excited.
Yeah.
It's definitely coming up quick. I feel like the idea was birthed not too long ago.
Well,
and here it is.
The idea was always there. It's been there for a long time, but, like, the actional part of it, that came up rather quickly. It was kind of like a, hey, I'm just going to quit sitting around on it, and I'm just going to go fucking do it. So I justified it to myself and went and did it. So.
Right. But. Okay. I think I need to... I'm going to see if I can turn this on without it just completely, because you are out of here. I cannot even see you. Maybe not even hear you, but...
I can't see you either.
That's okay.
Hey, can you hear me now?
Yeah, he's back.
I had Bree turn off the TV. She turned on the TV while we were down this
stuff. Reagan, what the hell is she thinking, dude? Okay, I'm going to see what happens here. Okay, that's pretty cool. I figured out how you can add in, like, clapping, I think.
Oh, yeah, that's what I was... Remember the last time I was doing that?
Can you hear that?
I don't know if you can hear that, though.
You can hear that?
No, I can't. No.
Dang.
I don't know how you get it
to play.
Yeah, how you get it to play, like, in the headphones.
Dang, dude, that would be so sick. Okay, I think it's because I have it on preview. What happens if I do it right now?
You're doing that preview, man.
You're in that glass?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
All right.
Scoop.
If you just go to click on media.
Oh, it says live right there.
Okay. Yeah.
Cool.
Nate, seriously, guys, stop. Cut that out. Now we're famous. Hey, again. Oh.
That's what we need to start doing when we start making shitty jokes. Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Yeah, there we go. We're back, baby. Go! All right, after the silence, and now we just figured out how to do a new thing. We're learning Riverside one day at a time, baby. All right, well, we'll go ahead and close it out here before this Wi-Fi crashes on us again. Do you have anything for the media corner that you can just throw out there real quick for them?
If you haven't seen this or heard of this yet, you need to look up Eric Cartman, the AI Eric Cartman covers on like TikTok. You gotta do it.
Those get recommended to me pretty heavily.
It's so fucking funny, and some of them are so good too. And that's what's crazy about it. Like, some of them are flawless.
I get a lot of Plankton, and like any SpongeBob character is pretty heavily on mine. Anytime it's like a emo song or like a Midwest emo song, which don't even get me started on what genre of music that is, but it is a genre of music, which is good, by the way. It's I like it anyway. But yes, those are pretty solid. I'll throw out there real quick. I watched the newest Puss in Boots last night. Pretty good. Go check that one out. Definitely go check out Oppenheimer or Barbie. I think both of those are pretty solid. See if there's anything else I got. I think that's about it as far as... Oh, I watched Into the Spider-Verse for the very first time, which is the animated Spider-Man.
Yeah.
Pretty good. And I watched the Super Mario Bros. Movie on the plane, and it was also pretty good. So any of those, go check them out. Don't expect like great things from Super Mario Bros. Just go in there, have a good time, and just enjoy all the little... You just watch the whole thing and you go, oh, I know, I remember that. Oh, yeah, yeah. That's this thing. So, and I wasn't even that big of a Nintendo guy. I just know the characters. So, it was very fun.
Are you talking about, like, the game? Like,
hmm?
Like, the movie, you're like, oh, yeah, yeah, I remember that, like, from the game? Or like,
yeah, yeah. Yeah, it's just like, you're like, oh, okay, like, I see what they did there. It's like the movie, but then there's also, like, little nods to, like, the games and stuff like that.
Gotcha. Okay, cool.
Pretty cool stuff. Pretty cool, fun stuff. But yeah, that is all I got for the media. I'll shout out real quick before we let you do yours. I'm going to shout out the guy that's been kind of teaching me music theory on YouTube. His name is Shred. I don't know what his actual name is. I think his actual name is Scott, but his tag on YouTube is Shred. And yeah, he's been laying me out some pretty good info on musical theory and teaching me a little bit of song, so...
Yeah, my name's Scott. You call me Shred, though.
Hey, go check him out. You'll be shredding in no time. Go ahead and whip that Les Paul out. Go to town.
I need to go get an amp.
I think you can rock out with no amp, but you know it's definitely more fun. I did see last one. Let's see this. You can get this little thing that just like plugs into your guitar, and then you plug headphones into that. And it sounds like an ant in your ears.
Huh.
How cool is that?
How expensive is that, though?
You know, that's a great question. But it was advertised to me on a YouTube ad, and when I see it again, I will send it to you. It was actually made by Fender, so it should be pretty easy to find.
I'll have to check that out. You do, like, different, like, effects and stuff? Is it, like, an amp, or...?
So it is called the Fender Mustang Micro Headphone Guitar Amp. It is $119, which is not too bad.
Yeah, but I think for $119,
you could probably just buy a real amp.
Just go buy a real amp, yeah.
That is true. You could just probably do that. But, dude, there are some amps that are absolutely up there in price. This Fender is $13.99. Yikes.
Yeah.
You can get this Orange Crush 35RT for $299. That's actually not too bad. Is this a solid state or is it a tube and or what some might call a valve amp? And see, I'm not
funny, even smart. I think you gotta go the Boss Katana.
You think you go Beast Katon?
Yeah.
Dude, I don't know. These oranges just look so cool.
They do, but I think
I set aside my coolness.
Yeah, because I think the Boss Katana, like, I think it's more capable, if you know what I'm saying, like, to do different things. Like, you don't...
I mean, it's up here.
Pedal and stuff, you know?
It's up here on most popular.
What, the orange?
Boss Katana 50 MK2, like, one by 12 inch 50 watt combo amp.
Go ahead and look at the all the controls on these bad boys.
All right, before I look at these controls, thank you guys for listening as always, and we will see you in the next one. Peace.
Peace.